Welcome to the Kevin White Show.
Broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Hello, good morning. Yes, hey everyone. How's everybody in 195 nations around the world? 8 billion people alive today, 195 nations, and God has a word of encouragement for each and every one of you. Say hello to your family and friends around the world. Let me know where you're watching from. I want to greet you before we dive into today's word. Today's word is the word change. Sometimes we don't like this word. I wonder if you dread change or if you embrace change. No judgment either way, but say hello to family and friends. There's a brother from Myanmar. Wow, we're praying for Myanmar. There's a lot of unrest in Myanmar. There's a brother from South India praying for India today. Namaste to all of our friends in India. Another brother from Delhi. Hi, how are you? God bless you. Another brother from India. Yeah, say hello. Let me know where you're watching from. Anyone watching in the Philippines right now? Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Debbie. Good to see you. God bless you and your family. Brittany from North Carolina. Hello. Good to see you there. Abel from Pakistan. God bless you. I'm so glad that you are here. There's Justin from North Carolina. God bless you. Hello. Barbara from North Carolina. Here we go. Hello, USA. How about Canada and Mexico? There's another brother. Or I'm sorry, sister. Sorry, Victoria. From Chennai, India. God bless you. Suresh Bob from Hyderabad, India. Yes. Such beautiful friends. Pastor Manoj from Mumbai. Yes. God bless you. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. I'm really glad that you enjoy listening. And I believe God sent me into each of your lives today. And those of you who will be watching this in the days to come, with a very specific word. I don't think you're here by accident. I think God wants you to really hear something of kingdom prophecy, something that he wants you to understand is his way. You know, the Bible teaches us that God's ways are higher than our ways. And one of the differences in between the two is this word change. So I hope that you will listen to the word today as it relates to this word change, because as his ways are higher than our ways, often as humans, it's perfectly natural as a human to not want change. When you think about it, we resist change. We don't like change. Now, you might be someone that's very unique and you love change. And if so, you're probably in the top 1 or 2% of humans. And it doesn't mean that you're better than the 98% that don't like change. It's just within our human nature to resist change. You know, you remember when you were, maybe you don't, but you probably know a toddler that is growing out of needing to take naps. And there's that reality of them changing to be a small child and no longer a toddler, and they are resisting change. They don't want to continue to take naps. And yet the parent is very confident that this toddler, this small child, needs to take a nap. It would be in everybody's best interest to continue to take naps. But as the change happens, the small child begins resisting taking naps. They used to not have any issue with naps. Now, all of a sudden, and you'll see that as the human body develops, there are all kind of moments in all of our lives that we resist change. And even into our senior adult years, it can be very difficult to embrace change. Many senior adults have to make changes in their homes, in their location, in their surroundings, in their lifestyle. Some senior adults used to be able to drive. Now they're no longer allowed to drive. They used to be able to clothe themselves. Now they need assistance. And so change is going to be a reality every day of our life, as long as we are here on this earth. And I want you to see God's perspective, because as where this rub happens, God's ways are higher than our ways. And God doesn't think about change in the same reluctancy that you and I do. And if you come into this love relationship with God and you are resisting change, it's going to begin to limit your experience with God. Imagine the Sunday. Remember the day that you gave your life to the Lord, that you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation. I want everyone watching to put two hands raised or your favorite emoji of praise in the chat right now. Remember when Jesus forgave you of your sins? Remember when your name was written in the book of life? If you've never had that encounter with God and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is well with your soul, let today be the day of salvation. And that's going to require change. I mean, God is a God of change. He takes dead people and makes them alive. The Bible says that apart from Christ, we are born physically alive, but spiritually dead. And so the remedy to that is Jesus would die once and for all of us, so that we might live. Have you ever been transformed from death to life? Have you been transformed from darkness to light? That is change. And I hope everyone watching can testify to that time that you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ only for your salvation. Not a lot of bunch of idols and other things, but you really understood only Jesus died for you. No one else, no other God, no other idol ever laid down their life for you except the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope you can remember that encounter. And I want you to understand it took change for you to become a Christ follower. And that's never going to change. Change is going to occur. And let's just look at it in the Word. Let's begin with Genesis 1:1-5. I want you just to see the God we are following, the God we're trusting in, the God we're hoping in. This is our Creator. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, okay? Nothing, and darkness covered the deep waters, okay? Nothing and darkness. There we go. And it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that light was good. Right there, we go from darkness and nothing to light. That's change. Have you ever been in a dark room and you needed to turn on the light? And the moment the light comes on, everything changes. That's what happened in creation. Then he separated the light from the darkness and called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. And I shared this in our staff devotions a couple weeks ago. And I asked everyone to say good morning. And to put it into the chat, say good morning. So even now, it's morning here in the U.S. I know it might be evening. Whether you say evening or morning, greet everybody. I want everyone in the chat to just say good morning from and tell us where you're watching from. Good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is. God created that. That is a word of change. Every time you say good morning, you're in a new day. God has changed. He brought light. He brought light into the darkness. He separated the light and the darkness and called the darkness night and the light day. Every time we greet someone, good morning, we are acknowledging we serve a God of change. He created that. When you say good evening, now it's changed from light to evening. You are acknowledging this God of change. Yes, good morning, good evening. Yes, you're getting it. But think about that. Every time you say good morning, you are now acknowledging God, Yahweh of creation, the Lord Jesus Christ. Like most people are oblivious, but when we say April the 16th, 2024, you're acknowledging the life of Jesus. This is April the 16th, 2024 AD, after the death of Christ. And so morning, evening, the calendar, it's all pointing to creation and it's pointing to change. When we say good morning, April the 17th, 2024, it will be because God changed things for us again. And change is happening all around us and it's good. And so we've got to let go of the human nature and the experience of change, of reluctancy, of fear. Is there anyone watching the show right now that the enemy's wreaking havoc because things are changing and the enemy wants you to be afraid of change? I want you to hear on the authority of God's word, you can be excited about change. Now, obviously, there are change that happens as a result of evil, pain, and suffering. But we serve a God that declares no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And even death, oh, where is your sting? The Bible says. And so I'm not trying to make light of anyone that's hurting right now, suffering, any injustice, any pain, any evil. I mean, sometimes like right now in Manipur, India, whole communities are living out in the forest. They've experienced change they never, ever would have wanted to. We have a Ukrainian on our team. She and her people from Ukraine have had to flee from her home country. They're spread all over the world. Many of them still there in Ukraine, radically changed. No one would want that kind of injustice. There's change happening in Israel, in Jerusalem, in Gaza, in Palestine. There's change happening as a result of pain all around the world, but God promises that he who began a good work in you will complete it, and that he is an ever-present help in time of need. And this change, whether we voted for it, whether we asked for it, whether we wanted it, has been brought by God for good. When he said, let there be light, he made something good. Change is a result of God providing his goodness into our life. And so you see change there in Genesis. Let's look at Isaiah 43, verses 14 through 17. It says, so let me set this up here. Let me tell you about 14 and 17, then we're going to read 18 through 19. So let me just read that what becomes before verse 18. It says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, your Holy One. I want you to hear those words. We're talking about a person, you know, like unfortunately, the change in Manipur is not coming from a Redeemer's hand and the Holy One. There are evil people that are resulting in human violence, the same in Ukraine, okay? God is absolutely a Redeemer and the Holy One. You need to hear that in his word. The Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships that they were so proud of. I am the Lord, the Holy One, Israel's creator and king. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry ground through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all of its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering wick. Okay, so now let's go into verse 18. It says here, verse 18, but forget all that. So God is saying, I brought change yesterday. Now forget all of that. It is nothing compared to what I'm about to do. He's announcing more change is coming. For I am about to do something new. I'm going to change things. And then he says, do you see? I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. And so often we expect God's ability to make change to come from something and to make it better. But we serve a God that can change nothing and bring something of good out of it. And you might be faced with a very impossible situation that seems like there is no way change is ever going to happen in this person's life. Change that I need is not going to come into my marriage. The change that I need in my family and my body is not going to happen. It looks humanly impossible. And I want you to know we serve a God that does new things, and he can take what looks like it is going down the tube and resurrect it and bring it back to life. He did that with Lazarus. He did that with Jesus. He can do that in your circumstances as well. And so I want us to get into alignment. I want to live in alignment with this God of change. And I want to call each and every one of you to live in alignment to this God of change. Right after this, this is what he says. The wild animals in the field will thank me, the jackals and the owls too, for giving them water in the desert. See, water's not supposed to come out of the desert, but that's the God we serve. He can take dry and make it wet. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland. Is anybody looking at something that is just totally dry? It has the absence of what you need. It could be your bank account. It could be your health. It could be your job. It could be a family member. But there is something that you're needing, and it's not in front of you at this moment. Can you give a witness? You don't have to put it on the screen, but I want you to think about practical needs in your life, in your loved ones, in the reality of being human. And I want you to hear the word of God. So my chosen people can be refreshed. He will bring water into the dry lands so his chosen people can be refreshed. I want you to know change brings the refreshment of God. Allow God to make the change that he needs. You will result in being refreshed. I have made Israel for myself. You're going to belong to God. The enemy wants to rob, steal, and kill you of the confidence. But in this change that is coming, you will be refreshed. You're going to be belonging to God. You're going to be with him. And they will someday honor me before the whole world. Change brings the increase of fruitfulness. We've been talking about this in the UR series. And God's path to bring the fruitfulness, to bring you as a witness to the nations, is by creating change, by bringing new things into your life. And so let's just look at what the Bible says. Why change? Why does God change when he says, let there be light, and there is light? Why? We see this in here in Isaiah. It refreshes his people. I want you to know that when hell broke loose in Ukraine, God was not forsaking his chosen people. He was refreshing them. Now, you might say, Kevin, how can I serve and trust this God that allows war? And you're telling me that out of war is going to come refreshing. And I want you to know that I shared about our staff member, Alexa. She's from Ukraine. Yesterday, in our staff devotion, she testified that for one of the first times in several years, of having to flee her homeland and all of this turmoil in Ukraine, she's now able to plan again. It doesn't mean that the hardship is over, that she's not scared every time she watches the news for her parents, for her people. It doesn't mean that there's not evil, pain, and suffering. It means that God, even in the midst of the graveyard of history, he's bringing resurrection. And he's doing it for her. He can do it for you. And she is able to plan again. She can dream again. She can hope again. She's being refreshed in the midst of a graveyard. God builds a garden. That's the God we serve. He takes nothing, darkness, void, and he brings beauty out of it. And he will do this in your life as well. Embrace change. It says his people will honor him. God is on a mission of redeeming people to himself. And this story is in partnership with you, in partnership with me, that God would do the storytelling in our life that would result in us giving him honor. That Jesus said, if you will lift me up, I will draw all people to myself. And you want to be a witness, you want to be ambassador, you want to have purpose, you want to have destiny in your life. It is in aligning to the mission of God. And this will result in change that will refresh you, and you will have honor to give to God. Yesterday, Alexa was giving honor to God in front of over 50 people in our company and our staff devotions. She was giving honor to God, and you will as well. There were people from India on that call, from Philippines on that call, from Lithuania on that call, from Canada on that call, USA on that call. She was giving honor to the Lord there. And that's only in that one setting, but she will continue to bear fruit. She will continue to be a witness. She will be her identity in Christ. And this is God's path. It's the word change. Don't fear it. Don't be reluctant about it. Allow God to bring change. The world is actually dying for change. And if you and I resist it, how can it be the answer to God's prayer? Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. You and I are to be bringing the resources of the kingdom upon the earth. That's going to require change. And I can't control you, and you can't control the people that you love. We can only control ourselves. Will you embrace change in alignment to God's master plan for humanity? We need change. And all we can control is allowing God to change me. And so I am daily praying, God, open up my eyes to see you today. Open up my ears to hear you. Open up my mouth to be a witness for you today. Open up my hands to give in Jesus' name. Open up my feet, the path of my walking, to go where you say go. All of that welcomes change. And this is why God said, let there be light, and there was light. He needed you and I to be refreshed. He needed you and I to bring him honor. And it says, and they will give me honor in front of the whole world. That's 195 nations, baby. I mean, that is all over to the ends of the earth. Today, April the 16th, 2024, it is easier and more possible today than it was yesterday for you and I to be a witness to the ends of the earth. Look at this show. I mean, I'm a poor kid from Sunshine, North Carolina, and here God is using the Kevin White Show every week to reach 163 nations. And we're not going to stop till we get to all 195, because Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of our honor. He's worthy of us being refreshed. Read Psalm 23. I love it. We've talked about it a lot on the show, but Psalms 23 is an everyday psalm. Like, don't wait till the day you die to have it read at your celebration of life. Read it every single day and you will hear God is bringing change to refresh you. Every night you get to go to sleep fresher in the morning. Every night, that's change. And so God brings change. God does not change. Look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. I am the Lord, and I do not change. And that's where the enemy wants to rob us of our confidence. Because the enemy wants to say, do you see how all hell's breaking loose over here? Do you see this evil? Do you see this injustice? This is horrible change. You're going to go down. Your company's going to sink. Your marriage is not going to result in anything. Your kids are going to be wayward. Your family's going to fall apart. You have no legacy. You're going to be the financial ruin. I mean, can we think of all the lies of the enemy? It's endless, because he's attacking the very character of God. While there is change, God doesn't change. That's our anchor. That's where we build a strong tower, because it's this character of Almighty God that we can depend on. Great is his faithfulness, because he does not change. And so I want you to just see that change is needed in the world. The blind see as a result of change. The lame walk as a result of change. The bleeding are healed as a result of change. The broken are restored. Sinners are forgiven. The lost is found. The dead are raised to life as a result of change. Salvation is change. Healing is change. Justice is change. Redemption is change. And so here's what I want you to take away before we pray. Expect change. I want you to see that. Expect change. Don't fear it. Expect it. Pivot. Don't fear change. God controls change. It may look like this radical leader's changing Haiti. These mobs are changing Haiti. This dictator's changing Ukraine. This dictator's changing Gaza. All of this thing in all the nations around the world. But God is in control of even that change. God uses change. He uses change in our lives to refresh us, to give us evidence that we can honor him with. It's all for his glory. Change is for his glory. When God said, let there be light, and there was light, it resulted in his glory. When he created you, it resulted in his glory. God promises change. It's a gift. He's promising. Some of you are embracing this message and you are on the verge of a fulfillment of God that he's been promising to you. And you need to be encouraged today, strengthened today. Don't you dare let go of the promises of God. Let that hospital come forth out of the earth in Jesus' name. Let the Bible college come up. Let the retreat center come up. Let the churches come up. There is change that God has put into your eyes, put in front of you, that he has promised, and you're waiting on it. I want you to keep waiting. Hold him to his promises. He promises change. Some of you know exactly the change that you're looking for. Keep looking, keep seeking, keep knocking. It will come. Change is good. God's change is good because God is good. God's change brings God's blessings. And God's given you a vision for the kingdom and for the master plan of redemption. Maybe it's a hospital. Maybe it's a Bible college. Maybe it's a church. Maybe it's feeding orphans, but there is something that he has entrusted to you to trust him to bring. What is the change that you know you've been asking God for? I want you to feel infused with resurrection power today to keep expecting, to keep asking. This is the God we serve. He is honored as we sit in his waiting room worshiping him because we know he's a God of change. We know he loves his people. We know he wants us to equip the saints. We know he wants us to spread the good news because he loves change. So hold on and keep praying, keep waiting, keep worshiping. And let's worship him right now, okay? Hold up your hands before the Lord. And I want you to just allow me to pray over you that he would fill these hands with his change in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, thank you for every woman and man, boy and girl, every saint, every friend, every believer that is calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation. And I pray that if anyone is watching this episode and they do not yet believe, let them believe right now. Help them in their unbelief. Show them Jesus. Show them your character, your faithfulness, your love, your mercy, your compassion. Change them from the inside out. And God, I pray that these hands would lack no good gift from your hands and that you would bring forth the change that they've been trusting you to bring. I pray that you would pay bills. I pray that you would give deeds to land. I pray that you would build buildings. I pray that you would distribute Bibles. I pray that you would feed orphans and widows. God, I pray for justice all over the world. I pray for your kingdom to come, your will to be done. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. And we know that that's going to require change and it's going to be good. And we're asking you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope you'll join me next week. We're going to look at results. The week after that, we're going to look at the word must. I hope that you will be back with me. And I love you. I'll see you all next week here on The Kevin White Show. God bless you all.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media, taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International, all rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.